Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Tony Robbins, a renowned life and business strategist, has distilled wisdom from the world's financial elite into Money Master the Game, Seven Simple Steps to Financial Freedom. In this ambitious book, Robbins undertakes the task of demystifying the complex world of finance and investment for the ordinary person. Armed with insights gathered from interviews with over 50 financial gurus, including billionaires and Nobel Prize winners, Robbins crafts a guide that is both comprehensive and accessible. Through his engaging narrative, he promises not just to lay out the steps necessary for financial freedom, but to instill a mindset that transforms how one views wealth and investment. The book covers a broad spectrum, from the psychology of wealth to the specific strategies for achieving financial independence. Robbins' aim is not just to impart financial wisdom, but to inspire a revolution in the reader's financial life, making it a pivotal read for anyone looking to take control of their financial destiny. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the power of saving. Compounding interest. One of the foundational topics Robbins explores is the power of saving and the magic of compounding interest. Robbins emphasizes that no matter one's current financial situation, starting the journey towards saving is crucial. He showcases how compounding interest serves as a powerful tool in wealth accumulation. Through examples and easy-to-understand explanations, Robbins illustrates that by consistently investing and allowing your investments to grow over time, even small amounts can transform into substantial wealth. The concept is not merely about saving money, but understanding how to make your saved money work for you over time. Robbins also delves into different investment vehicles and strategies to maximize the benefits of compounding, ensuring readers grasp the importance of starting early and staying the course. Secondly, risk management. Protecting your wealth, Robbins tackles the critical aspect of risk management by stressing the importance of protecting wealth. He introduces the concept of asset allocation and diversification as strategies to safeguard one's investment portfolio from the volatility of financial markets. Robbins explains how constructing a diversified portfolio can mitigate risk while still providing the opportunity for significant gains. He further discusses the importance of being prepared for financial downturns, offering practical advice on creating a safety net that can withstand economic shocks. The focus here is not just on building wealth, but ensuring it is protected through thoughtful and strategic financial planning. Thirdly, the psychology of wealth. Robbins delves deep into the psychology of wealth, asserting that one's mindset plays a pivotal role in achieving financial freedom. He discusses how beliefs and attitudes about money can significantly impact financial decisions and outcomes. Robbins introduces concepts such as abundance mentality versus scarcity mentality, demonstrating how a positive outlook on wealth and success can facilitate greater financial achievements. He provides strategies for overcoming limiting beliefs and fostering a mindset conducive to wealth creation. This section highlights the importance of aligning one's psychological framework with their financial goals to overcome barriers and achieve success. Fourthly, income streams. Building financial independence. Another vital topic Robbins addresses is the creation of multiple streams of income as a path to financial independence. He asserts that relying on a single source of income, such as a salary, is often not sufficient for achieving financial freedom. Robbins explores various avenues for generating passive income, including investments, real estate, and entrepreneurial ventures. He emphasizes the importance of these income streams in providing financial security and freedom, allowing individuals to pursue their passions without financial constraints. By laying out strategies for developing these income sources, Robbins equips readers with the tools they need to build a more secure and prosperous financial future. Lastly, investing in mastery. Financial education, an integral part of Robbins' financial freedom blueprint, is the investment in one's financial education. He advocates for continuous learning and mastery of financial principles as a means to stay ahead in the rapidly changing economic landscape. Robbins points out that most people are never taught how to manage money effectively, leading to poor financial decisions. He provides resources, tools, and strategies for gaining financial literacy, arguing that an informed investor is a successful investor. This segment underscores the necessity of empowering oneself through education to make sound financial choices and strategically navigate the complexities of the financial world. In conclusion, Tony Robbins' Money Master the Game, 7 Simple Steps to Financial Freedom, is an essential read for anyone seeking to transform their financial destiny. It demystifies complex financial concepts and delivers actionable steps that individuals can apply to achieve financial independence. The book is particularly beneficial for those feeling overwhelmed by the realm of personal finance and investment. Robbins' holistic approach, covering everything from the psychology of wealth to practical investment strategies, makes financial freedom an attainable goal. By instilling a proactive and informed mindset, Robbins not only provides the tools for financial success, but also inspires readers to take charge of their financial future. Whether you're just starting your financial journey or looking to optimize your investment strategy, this book offers the insights and motivation to propel you towards financial freedom. If you would like to support Tony Robbins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.